From ABC News Radio, KMET, 1490 in Southern California, this is Biz Ninja Entrepreneur Radio with your host, Tyler Jorgensen.
Welcome out to Biz Ninja Entrepreneur Radio. I am your host, Tyler Jorgensen, and this is one of those really cool interviews where I get to bring somebody who, the journey of life and business has brought, from the past back to the present. So I want to welcome out Kevin Anson to the radio show. Welcome out, Kevin.
What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
So you are absolutely welcome. I'm stoked to chat with you because we grew up together, but I moved out of San Diego in 95, which was after our freshman year. And so I don't think I've seen or talked to you since then. And all of a sudden I start seeing your name and I'm like, I wonder if that's the Kevin Anson I knew. And then you pinged me and you're like, hey man, are you from San Diego? And I was like, I know it. This is him. So dude, what's been going on since 1995 and you're a video guy now and, running a ton of amazing video content for Russell Brunson. How did you get started into video?
Man, I mean, I tell people that it's almost like I got lucky that I fell into video because, back when we went to college, and we're not old, but we're like getting there, So, I mean, there was no such thing as YouTube or Facebook or Instagram. Like, people weren't making videos for online consumption when I graduated college or even when I got into college, especially when I got into college. And so, I just kind of fell into the video thing in college. I just fell in love with it. I was like, I love doing this. I don't care what it's going to do for me. I just know that one day I want to do this, whether it's like, I don't know, at the time, oh, I want to work at MTV or VH1, those work on TV shows or something like that. So, yeah, I just kind of fell into it in that way. And then one thing led to another, and I just kept creating content. I kept learning as much as I could about how to create awesome videos. And then, I went into the corporate world after I graduated college. I spent about 7 years in the corporate world, which is actually not that long. And then I got laid off, and it was right before Christmas. I remember like it was yesterday. And I had a conversation with my wife, and she was just like, you know what? You've been building your reputation, your clientele for the last couple of years. You might as well just like start your own business. So this was 2011. And so I did that, and I built a video production business in San Diego, and I hit Google super hard because that's what everyone was doing at the time. There wasn't a lot of Facebook ads going on.
Right.
So I built a video production business, and then 6 years later, I heard about ClickFunnels, and I started following them. I started getting into marketing a little bit, and I was just really intrigued by the reason behind why people click on things and the reason behind why they buy things online. And so I started incorporating that into my video stuff. And then, I'm in the ClickFunnels group at the time. It might've been like 40,000 people. Russell posts in there one night at 9 o'clock at night. He says, hey everyone, is anyone really good at video production? We need an awesome editor. We're working on this really cool show that we're coming out with, drop your links below. And so at the time I was super, super busy already with my business. And I was like, there's no way, like Russell Brunson, she's not going to pick me, but you know what? Why not? I'll throw my hat in the ring. We'll see what happens. And, 10 minutes later, he's messaging me on Facebook Messenger, like, hey man, loved your work. Well, it probably didn't help or didn't hurt that I worked with Infusionsoft on a couple projects at the time too. And so he messages me. It was super weird, 'cause I'm like, there's no way this is actually Russell Brunson. Like, it's gotta be a bot or something.
Right.
And I was like, holy crap, he's messaging me. And so, yeah, we had a great conversation. I got him on the phone like 2 days later. And then he's like, yeah, let's try this out. So he starts sending me a bunch of footage. And then Funnel Hacker TV was born. So we're on episode 87 now. But yeah, that first episode, like, I literally dropped everything that I was doing in my entire life. And I was like, this has to be the best episode I've ever edited for anyone. Like, I branded it. I made all the cool logo animations, like everything, like custom music, just all this stuff. And like, I sent it to him and he was just like, oh my gosh, like blown away. And then I hired a guy in his local area, a videographer, to go and shoot exteriors of their building. I had him shoot all this footage of downtown Idaho and then around their office so I could incorporate that into the vlog. Like, he was super impressed with everything I was doing. I just took over. So yeah, the rest is history on that. And so I've been working with ClickFunnels for Man, it's been a year now. It's crazy because this time last year they were launching Expert Secrets.
Right.
And so that was just like crazy time. And so I was really heavily involved in that and just helping them with what they're doing. So yeah, that's
right. So that's our back. That's the backstory we're going to work off of. That's pretty awesome. And you kind of did the, like instead of a dream 100, you just did the dream one.
Yes, I did. I really, really did.
Yeah. And then, but what I love about that is that you, when you got that opportunity, you went all in and you didn't hedge your bet. You were like, okay, I'm going to go the extra mile. I'm going to make this the best possible thing. You're going to prove it instead of being like, well, okay, let me see if he's going to commit to me first.
Yep.
And I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And I mean, a small nugget of advice for anyone listening is like at the time I did not care about money. I was just like, whatever it takes, I want to impress Russell Brunson with what I'm doing. And like, he even would ask me like, hey, like, let's talk about costs. I'm like, don't worry about costs. Like, I want you to feel like you want to go and like, what's the word? Like you want to marry me, so to speak, yeah. Like you want to work with me before we move forward.
And yeah, we're not talking prenups yet. We're dating hard.
Yeah. <seriously. laughs> So that's what I did. And then like I think it was by like episode 3 or 4, it was finally like, okay, let's talk about, you know, what this is going to cost and how many we want to do a month, et cetera. And so like he went big, he wanted to do 3 of these a week. Oh, and like my time commitment was just, I mean, I was working 60-hour weeks on top of running my video production business. I can't tell you how many nights I stayed up all night long, like did not sleep. So then I have 3 kids. It was insane. I mean, it wasn't great on my marriage, I'm not going to lie, for like that short period of time, but there was always an end in sight. It's like, okay, how are we going to like, let's impress him. Let's get, you know, let's work with him. And then we'll figure out how to re-strategize that later. So.
Yeah. 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 And yeah, once you get the business, then you can start bringing in partners or bringing in, you know, outsource some pieces of it to where you're focusing on the higher level stuff, I'm sure.
Exactly.
So let's kind of back up, let's go back in the journey a little bit. And let's just talk a little bit about video. Video comes up on just about every interview I do these days, because I think people realize they can't ignore it anymore, right? They need to be doing video in their business. Like I'm still in that place where I do some video and I'm trying to balance like how much am I doing in Instagram stories? How much am I doing in live? How much am I doing in all these different platforms? And I'm like, you know, because we're the same age, I remember when I got like my first like flip HD video camera and then like, but yep. Now I pretty much just do everything from my iPhone or just right on my computer, because I'm not a full-time video guy, right? But I do want to create some content. And the challenge that I have, and I think a lot of entrepreneurs have, is like, how do you balance quality and quantity, right? And then like, do you need to have like a schedule or a production schedule, or do you just like go live whenever you have an inclination? Like what are the foundational principles, like the basics of video for the guys just getting started?
It's a great question. I get asked a lot, and you know, there's a lot of those false beliefs that people have, and they think that, oh, I have to go out and buy a bunch of camera equipment. Right. I have to have a ton of experience. You know, I have to have this like amazing business and I have to be successful already before I even can jump on camera and start talking about, you know, what I want to talk about. So what I tell people is that you don't need all this amazing equipment. You can use your smartphone. You don't have to spend any money. I mean, everyone's got one of these smartphones in their pocket these days. So utilize that. I mean, if you want to go and spend like a couple dollars on Amazon and buy like a tripod, sure, go ahead and do that. But it's really all about like building your celebrity status, which is actually what, you know, we can get to that. Like we're creating a course right now where we're teaching people how to build celebrity status and build fame. Because if you marry that with your product or service, you're going to be super successful. If you're just going out there to be, you know, to build your celebrity status just for the sake of building it, and you have nothing to sell, you know, it's a little bit harder to like to capitalize on that. So,
yeah.
But anyways, it's like, if you look at Russell Brunson, he's the perfect example of somebody. He built his celebrity status online by just going live and giving out a ton of information, giving out a ton of value. He does that thing called Funnel Fridays where he'll sit and he'll build someone's funnel. Like they'll ship them, you know, ship a product, and then he'll build a funnel online live with the person. And so he's been doing that. He's consistent. Like that's the biggest thing that people don't understand. Like Casey Neistat's a great example. He's a vlogger on YouTube and all these other successful vloggers. Like they committed to be consistent. Like, and if it takes like having somebody hold you accountable, then, you know, do that. Like find other people to hold you accountable, join groups. and start putting out that content. If you're just going, even if it's for like 30 seconds, if you're going to commit to doing Facebook Live for 30 days and you want to talk about something that's in your niche, let's say you're like, I don't know, you're a dog walker or something, just go online or go on live and just start talking about that for like 30 seconds the first time. You know, the next day, maybe it's like 60 seconds and you just get better and better and better at doing it. And that, you know, what it does is it does two things. It builds your celebrity status, and also it's like instant distribution. So there's no editing. There's no like, you know, fancy tricks. There's no, you know, you don't have to like, you're just basically putting video out into the world immediately. Right. So
That's been a huge like benefit, I think, of the Facebook Lives, of the Instagrams and Snapchats and things, where now I think there's an acceptance in the marketplace of a lower production quality, which helps the beginning entrepreneur. It also allows for an ability to exceed expectations pretty easily, because now people's expectations are lower of what a good, like I have a really basic light so that I have okay lighting. I mean, it's not perfect. I see shadows behind me, whatever, but it's still better than 90% of people's lighting, right? And so it lowers that bar, and it also allows everyone to get started, which I think both of those things are really good.
Yeah, and the other thing is too, is like going back to Russell, like he's launching a funnel actually this week, I believe. And I have behind the scenes access to all his funnels. I'm just taking a look at him just to see what he's doing. And all of the stuff that he shot on a little like vlogging camera. Here's my vlogging camera. It's a little Canon G7X Mark II. He shot all his like his VSLs, his thank you page videos, his squeeze page videos, like everything. He's holding his camera like this, like just shooting his videos still to this day. And the guy is like multi-millionaire. And like, that's how he does it. Cause that's I guess it's more raw. It's more like organic, and people
people expect that now. Yeah. It's almost the people expect like the selfies and, you know, I'm actually laughing, cause I'm wondering how much footage of me you have like in your B-reel stuff that didn't make, right. And I'm like, man, I wonder if Kevin could make a video of me just from background videos.
from like stuff like this in the background. Like, I'm sure I got plenty of that.
Yeah. Like, well, cause we were both at the Gary Vaynerchuk and the viral video launch up in Boise.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, that means he probably has some video of me and running around in a bubble ball.
I bet I do.
Yeah. And then, I saw Dave Woodward down in San Diego at Traffic and Conversion Summit, and he's just holds the tripod. And I think it's that similar camera or same camera that you just showed.
Yep.
So even if the camera improves a little bit, like the concept is still functionally the same, like, just press record and start talking and get the content. Just get going.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm sure you have affiliate links for Expert Secrets, but like if you guys are watching this and you don't know what Expert Secrets is, the book, like, you know, get Tyler's book, use his affiliate link. But like, seriously, that it lays all that stuff out in the book. It's talking about building that attractive character. There's so many businesses who they just run like an invisible business where it's like they might sell, you know, some kind of a supplement or something like that, and there's no face anywhere on this entire container. But the moment you put a face on the brand, people fall in love with you. They fall in love with your story. Like maybe you have four kids. Maybe you have a kid who has autism, and it's just like the struggle that you have. And you're like, you know, you're saying that, oh, this supplement helps with that. Like people can relate to that more, as opposed to just selling, if you're selling a powder with no face, you know, you're losing people. And so it's like, it's back to Russell again. He built an incredibly successful software company. It's a boring piece of software. And even he says that.
Yeah.
It gets people results and whatnot, but like he became the face behind it. Like now if you follow him on Instagram, he's always hanging out with his kids doing Instagram stories. Like you fall in love with the guy and it makes you want to buy the product. So.
Yeah, he does it. They do a very good job making you think it's not boring. Right. This isn't software. This is life changing. Right. And it's great. I mean, I've been, you know, it sounds like we've been involved in ClickFunnels since the early days, right? Back in the 30,000-40,000 group range, which is like, it's kind of fun. It's the OGs that remember when it was just getting started and the first version of the editor and that kind of stuff. And, but you're absolutely right. And that the attractive character that Russell Brunson teaches about, you know, putting a face to the brand is really a huge thing. What, like, as you're making some growth changes in your business, like, what are some of the, when you got started, let's go back to like 2011, right? You're like, okay, I'm going to go all in on being a, you know, starting a video production company. What were some of the first challenges that you hit and how'd you overcome them?
Some of the biggest challenges that I had were just getting clients. I mean, we've all got that problem, right? Especially in the beginning. And what I did myself, and this is actually advice that I've heard multiple people give me throughout my entrepreneurial journey, is that go out there and start giving your stuff away for free or extremely discounted so you can break into those different niches. Because for me, for video production, I didn't have a lot of clients at the time. And so I was like, you know, I'd look at huge companies and I would, you know, find their contact info and get in with them and say, hey, listen, I will make your guys' first video for free. And if it's kind of like what I did with Russell, like I made it the best dang video I possibly could. And then guess what happened next? They hired me. And so I did that. I kept doing that over and over again to break into different industries, whether it be like lawyers or, you know, there's one of my clients is a veterinary company. They go and buy out, they buy up a lot of veterinary hospitals around the US. They have like 400 plus hospitals. They're over $1 billion company now. And like, I got in with them and then they were like, oh my God, this is the best video I've ever seen. Like, we want to do 400 more of these. And I was like, holy crap. And it's just like, my business just blew up. And so business is all about relationships, and it really is. And if you can get in good with people in that way and stop nickel and diming people and just, you know, give them value, like you're going to do amazing.
Yeah. I'm working on coining a phrase, which is about when people are getting started and whenever we're in a service-based business, people always want a deal. And so my deal is it's either free or full price. Because the guys you give the deal to, it all, like, I've without fail, they've always been challenging clients, right? Because they always want other things on a shortcut. Now, I'll do something for free because then the relationship is very clear.
Yep.
Like, the relationship is I'm doing this, it's essentially a favor, right? I'm either doing it to hopefully earn your business, or I'm doing it just to help you out of the kindness of my heart or whatever. But it's clear, it's a free deal, right? But if you give someone a discount, they think they're getting the big package at a discount, right? And so it's like, no, if you want that level of service, that level of quality, it's full price. And sometimes you have to do the free to get to the full price. But man, the middle is where it kills small business owners, in my opinion.
It really, really does. Yeah, super true.
So I love that. And I've used that same experience where I'm like, hey, like, let's get started. Let's just see how it goes. You know, let's see what we can do for you. And then, you know, after, you know, 2 weeks, let's have a conversation and see if this is the right relationship to scale up. And so I like that. You get in there and just do the work. And I think even if it doesn't turn into a client, it gives you another high level of experience, opportunity, increases your confidence, right? And so now when you go to the next company, you have you're that much more ready to win the deal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and the other thing is too, if you're sitting behind a computer and you're never leaving your office, and you're hoping to build a successful business, like, I mean, you know this, Tyler, like getting out to those networking events, like you've got to go to events. I mean, those are like, every time I go to one of these ClickFunnels events, like Special Funnel Hacking Live, like I was getting all kinds of contact information from people. Like, it was just people that you would never normally get to, you know, to talk to. And I mean, even if it's like a simple chamber of commerce meeting, you know, down the street from your house, like, go down, get involved with people, like start networking. It's just like, it's incredible.
Yeah. What I found is it's a really good way to know if you have a clear pitch.
It is.
People ask you what you do. Like for the last couple of years at Funnel Hacking Live, like my answer was pretty opaque because I was running a bunch of different companies. I had a fitness company, I had a bunch of gyms. I owned a few different supplement companies. I also had a marketing agency. That's a hard thing to answer, right? This year, like I've gotten a lot more narrow. I've sold off companies and now I'm like, I help physical product companies diversify their revenue and increase profits. And what's funny is like being at those events allows you to practice that. Hey, what do you do? And get that practice back of what your pitch is. Yep. And you and I were talking about that just before the call started. Like, you know, you're kind of working on cleaning up your, what it is that specifically outside of helping crush Funnel Hacker TV, what you guys are going to be doing. And being in front of real people practicing that is so like valuable to an entrepreneur.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing that just popped into my head too, like you said, the dream one, which is kind of true. Like we're building our dream 100 now. And like one of the strategies that we realized it's actually working really, really well is we're approaching some of these top influencers and we're offering them free videos. So I've already got like, we've got Billie Jean wants to do some stuff with us. We've got Chris Record wants to do some stuff with us. My man Nick, he's got relationships with Ty Lopez and Gary V. So we're just trying to figure out how to cash those in. But we started trying it out. We're like, okay, well, Liz Benny is a perfect example. She's someone who's in Russell's inner circle. She's like the poster child of ClickFunnels. She's had amazing success. Like, you know, Russell Brunson, or she hired Russell Brunson a few years back. And so I approached her on Facebook Messenger one day. I've never met her in person. I was just like, you know, how's it going? My name's Kevin Anson. I do this stuff for ClickFunnels and Russell, blah, blah, blah. Like, is there anything I can help you out with? And she was just like, oh my God, you're amazing. Love your work. She's like, I have this video that I actually want to create. And I, you know, I would love to hire you for it. And I'm like, you're not hiring me to do anything. Like, I'm going to do it for free. So I like made it the most insane video I possibly could. Now she's like my biggest fan. Like, she totally wants to help me out in any way that she can. But what's interesting is that, like, if I would have taken her money, like, let's say she paid me like $2,000 to make this video. Now that's the end of the transaction. She paid me, I gave her a video. Instead, we're launching this huge product right now that teaches people how to create videos, how to grow their celebrity status. So when it comes time for JVs to jump on board to help us to launch what we're doing, like, I'm going to make a lot more than $2,000 off of that one relationship, because she's going to bring it out to her people and be like, hey guys, check out this course that Kevin Anson has. You guys should totally buy it. I mean, what if one person buys it, it's going to be probably $2,000. If one person buys it, you know,
that, yeah, the scales are tits up.
But I guarantee more than one person's going to buy it. So yeah.
Yeah. I think what's fascinating about that experience, right, is one, the entrepreneur, in order to deploy that strategy, has to have a big picture mindset, has to have a long-term plan. And the challenge with so many starting entrepreneurs, and if you're listening out there, watching this on YouTube, or wherever you're catching this, if this is you, if you're just getting started in your business, you don't have a clear pitch, you don't know what your 90-day and your, you know, your one-year goal is for your company, it's going to be really hard for you to work Dream 100 type strategies, for you to go after and serve people for free, because you don't have there's no reason for you to do it. But once you get clear on what the big picture is, you can do this kind of thing and honestly, it's a much cooler way to be in business, right? Where you get to go serve people, help them grow their business, create amazing reciprocity and rapport with people. And sometimes it's going to pay out and sometimes it's not. But over time, I think what Kevin is saying and what I'm echoing here is, over time, it's going to balance out and it's going to be 10x, 20x what it would have been had you just chased transactions.
Absolutely.
So that would you agree with that? I mean, am I on point there? I just wanted
totally,
to
totally on point. Yep, 100%. I stopped chasing the money like several years. Actually, it was like right around when I first started my business. I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to chase the money anymore. I'm just going to chase the relationships. And like, holy crap, it just exploded. I mean, I would just serve people in the best way that I could. Like, if they came back to me a year later and was like, hey, is it cool if you, you know, make a small change on our video? And I would just be like, yeah, no worries. I'll take care of it for free. And that in itself was like, it meant so much more to the person that I was willing to just be a cool human being and like make that change for them for free. And now it's just like, they would refer me to people. Yeah. Like, some people will quit at a company and they'll go work somewhere else. They'll be the marketing director here. They'll go work over here. And now you just split one client into two, and it kept happening. Like, people kept leaving company. Yep. Like, I have these, like, so many clients. I just kept moving my way up the food chain, and yeah, it's been insane. So it's all about.
And I think, like I said, it's tough to do that if you don't have kind of the big clear picture of what you're trying to do and who you're trying to serve. Because if you do that kind of like do whatever it takes and, you know, give model to someone who's not an ideal customer, it can kill you, right? Like, it can just wear you out, because you're getting daily requests from the person to make edits to a contract that ended a year ago. Yep. And so you do have to know where the balance is. But I think if the general principle behind your business is that you're going to serve first and you're going to help first, and then you'll look for where what makes sense in the monetary transactional side of the relationship, it will always work out.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. There's going to be the exceptions. There's going to be the little things that happen. But it's going to be, it works through. And so I appreciate you bringing that kind of back up and reminding me of that. It's got a little bit on a soapbox on it, but I love that. What we've gone through a little bit of, like, how you got started into ClickFunnels and helping Funnel Hacker TV just be just an awesome, awesome video program. What's your favorite? What is Kevin Anson's favorite platform right now for socials, for video?
I am a huge fan of Facebook and Instagram, honestly. That's actually one of the questions that I asked Gary Vee when I saw him at the viral video launch, because they didn't give you much time with him. I'm sure you remember that. Like, you took the picture and it was like, all right, go, you know, move on. And so I asked him, like, what do you think is the number one platform for video right now? And he said Facebook. And so I would echo that as well, because if you put a video on Facebook and then put that same video on YouTube, I mean, your reach, like, you just look at the, I mean, you can compare videos. Right. Like, their reach is almost 4X. Like, I've seen it happen, like, with Casey Neistat's video. Like, he did that drone snowboarding one around Christmas time. He posted it on YouTube. He got, like, 10 million. And then on Facebook, it was, like, four times that. So,
yeah, I think it's just the ability, like, the social network ability of it, where people, you know, it's the sharing ability, as well as, you know, if you comment, it starts showing up in more feeds. And
yeah.
So, you know, I thought you were going to say Periscope, but whatever. what about, though, like, okay, so new entrepreneur, or an entrepreneur or business owner, they decided they're going to start deploying video into their business. I would be the same and say, okay, get started on Facebook and Instagram, really do well there before you go everywhere else. But is there some kind of, like, uncharted territory you think some, you know, people could explore?
As far as on social media or
other places to be doing video?
I mean, definitely YouTube. I don't know if we talked about that. Yeah, YouTube is a great platform. And, you know, that's another one where consistency is key with that. I mean, you've got to be putting out consistent content. And then, you know, I have a YouTube channel. If you guys go to youtube.com/thevideocourse, I do all kinds of video production tips, and it's for more, like, you know, professional level video production people, but there's still some great stuff for low level people as well. But I don't mean that.
I always, like, it's okay. In video, I am a low level person. That's okay. I'll own that. That's fine. Yeah.
But one of the things that I did early on with my channel was I was putting videos up and no one was watching them. And so I was actually going on Reddit. And I was posting them in forums, but I was posting them as if I wasn't the one who made the videos. I was trying to start a conversation, almost like it was controversial.
Right.
Like, hey, I don't know if I agree with this guy's video on how to edit in this particular way, but what do you guys think? And then I had this weird random screen name. And so, like, seriously, it started working. I was getting, like, thousands of views on my videos. You know, I don't have a huge following on YouTube. It's like 7,500 subscribers, which isn't, you know,
that's not small. 7,763, but whatever.
Oh, okay, cool. So let's be honest here.
I like that. I like your idea of being controversial on Reddit. You're like, I don't know what this guy's saying, but he's really good looking.
Yeah. And then, you know,
you kind of got scrappy, right? Whatever it took to start getting some momentum going. And then just keep building on that and staying consistent. I think if anything I'm going to take away from this conversation, it's really that the choice to be consistent and the strategy to really serve first. Those would be the two big things that I'm getting from you. Where should people go if they want to learn more about Kevin Anson and what you've got going on with video?
Right now today, it's funnelvids.com is the best place to go. So we're working on an incredibly awesome course that teaches people how to build their celebrity status online, as well as how to create the videos. So we're going to have a lot of different modules that go into, okay, here's the basics on how to shoot video, not just live stuff, but how to create videos. Like, let's say you have a product and you want to make a video about it. Like, we'll teach you the fundamentals of how to shoot video with your smartphone. How to edit that stuff together, like, seriously, with just your smartphone. We're trying to make it as basic as we can for people without having to, you know, have them buy a bunch of equipment, buy a bunch of software, you know, a big learning curve. And so we're also showing people, we're going to have a bunch of formulas that teach people the step-by-step how to make different videos within your funnels. I mean, you've got, like, video sales letters, you've got, you know, squeeze page videos, thank you page videos, there's, you know, testimonial videos, all kinds of different stuff that you can do. So we're going to have step-by-step formulas inside there, as well as my favorite part. We're going to interview some really awesome top influencers, hopefully, you know, Billie Jean, Chris Record, Ty Lopez, and have them talk about specific videos that they've used to grow their following, as well as, you know, sell their products and services. So they're going to break down videos and say, like, this is why we did this video. This is why it worked. This is what I would have done differently. So we're going to do like sit down interviews. So it's going
to
be an amazing.
If people go to funnelvids.com and you can opt in there, will you send out an email when you guys launch all those courses?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's basically a waiting list right now.
Yeah. So go check out FunnelVids. Watch one of the videos that Kevin did of one of our mutual friends, Dave Lindenbaum, and what he did as his walkout video for Funnel Hacking Live. It completely raised the bar. It shattered the ceiling of what a walkout video should be, an introductory video. So I'm really excited to see what happens next year, because I think it just changed what expectations were, and it was just awesome. So if you want to see some Kevin's work, go there. Check him out on YouTube, the video course, kevinanson.com. And we'll post the updated links and stuff if you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook as well. Kevin, awesome catching up with you. Thanks for coming out.
You too.
If you're listening or watching, just remember now it's your turn to go out and do something.
Thank you for listening to Biz Ninja Entrepreneur Radio with Tyler Jorgensen. Please make sure to subscribe so you're first to hear new interviews and episodes. If you found this podcast to be valuable, please share it with a friend. Don't forget to visit our online dojo at bizninja.com to claim your reward for listening to the show.